live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host and co-host, Reverend Adam Lee and Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I'm doing good. How are
you? Doing great today. And it looks like once more we have a full switchboard of callers. We will be getting to you momentarily. We have a couple of great specials to offer tonight. We're bringing them back due to popularity of last time we ran them. Our specials tonight on the website are the 30 minutes for only $7.99, and that is a 38% off sale there. And we also have a 39% sale on the 10-minute reading right now, which is going for $3.99. Once more, these are private readings you can find on our website at howpsychic.com. All right, everyone. Lolita, do you have any announcements for tonight?
Yeah, no chat questions tonight, you guys. And if you're calling from a 111, I hate taking them on FUMU because we get a lot of stragglers. I think all Blog Talk shows get stragglers, so I'm going to be careful with those tonight. I might dare to pick one up, but, you know, just try to call in or with your real number. And if you got chat tonight, we'll no chat questions, just due to the fact that we're having a lot of callers. And if we have time at the end, I'll go ahead and take care of chat questions. So you guys be ready?
All right, wonderful. And do you want to make an announcement of anything else might be happening soon?
No, tonight is a full moon in Aries. Mm-hmm. To everyone out there that doesn't know, so definitely take on the energy and read what the full moon is all about. Yesterday we had a harvest moon, which represents autumn or the fall. Mm-hmm. So definitely take advantage of everything because it's affecting everybody. Especially the Aries. So anyone that's it as an Aries, definitely read upon what the full moon is going to do tonight.
Okay, wonderful. And for all of our listeners out there, we may very soon in the next week or two be having a special guest, a surprise guest coming on. So stay tuned. Look at our page here on Blog Talk Radio throughout the week coming up, and you may see an announcement pop up about a special guest. All right, we are ready to take callers now. Let's see, what is our first caller today, Lily?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Just keep in mind, you guys, no chat questions tonight. And if time permits, I will take them at the end. So if you guys have any questions in chat, just let me know about regarding anything else. All right, let's take our first call. 817-706, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Brandy. I'm calling from Texas, and I was just curious if y'all had any insight onto my love life.
Okay, Brandy. Well, you know, the first thing I'm seeing here with your love life is that there is room for improvement. I keep getting the message that improvement is on its way. However, we're not going to be seeing this until later on next month. We're looking anywhere between the middle of October to about the very beginning, first few days of November. Now, what I am seeing improving before that is just a little tiny bit, and I'm feeling like that's going to be in a way of getting resolved with an old situation, okay? I'm feeling like where you have had a romantic interest or something going on in your love life in the past, but you've never gotten any type of resolve or solution with it. It's never really gone anywhere, per se. And I'm feeling that the time for that resolve is just about here. We're looking at the next few days, and I feel that you're going to be able to make peace and get some closure.
Oh, that's good. That actually makes a lot of sense.
What is the exact situation? Because I'm feeling like I'm getting like there was a lot of sketchiness to this, but I almost saw feeling like hints of anger.
Yeah, there was a guy that I liked, but it just really never went anywhere, and I just don't know if I'll talk to him again.
Mm-hmm.
So that would, I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but it'd be nice to have some closure on that.
Okay.
Well,
first name only, please?
Oh, his name is Michael.
Michael? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see if that's resonating here. Yep, okay. That would be the guy that I am picking up on. That resolve is now going to come in, and I don't think you really thought that you were ever going to get some type of resolve with it, honestly, because of the situation, the way it panned out, or therefore didn't. And once that resolve happens, it's going to open up the gateways to the right situation coming in for you. However, remember, even though when we psychically see things happening, you have to still remain active in your search and you're looking for that right opportunity as well as within your train of thought to manifest it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna put my two cents in, as usual. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Here's the thing. If you're waiting on any type of resolution and you know that you're not getting any progress in certain areas of your life, you can actually go ahead and initiate that closure. Don't wait on somebody else to hinder your path. We all have choices in life. So if you want that issue to be resolved and you want some questions, you just go ask. If it's pertaining to your life, you have to make that initial contact. Go out there and just get it. Don't wait.
Yeah,
if that's really hindering your progress.
I've been debating on contacting him, and I decided not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that
you
makes sense, though. I see what you're saying.
Well,
I decided
progress and closure comes internally as well as externally. You know, and you don't have to, you know, go out there to get the closure. I mean, I see it psychically coming in from his actions. And I wouldn't say it's a bad thing to reach out right now because it's basically over with. Reaching out is only, you know, prolonging the agony, so to speak. But it's also not reaching out is only prolonging the agony. But it's also not getting you anywhere in the way of closure. So either, you know, reaching out and getting the closure verbally in the physical, or you can, you know, just emotionally make some adjustments within yourself to get that closure. And the way it can happen internally is by recognizing the mechanisms in which had us more on a grasping point to the situation.
That is
right.
Absolutely correct. And you can do it tonight, Eamon. You're on a full moon, so it's a good time to release all emotions. And you just kind of trust that whole situation was a learning lesson. So you got to take yourself back into that time that you guys were with one another. And you can actually close that chapter within yourself. And that really takes a lot of digging in deep emotionally and putting your ego aside. Sometimes we don't need someone to tell us no or yes. If you're very spiritual and you look within, you can answer your own questions and close that chapter with your own answer. So, honestly, I would really start to look deep within if you're not going to make that initial contact. But you have to release it. You're not releasing it at all. That's the reason why you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, thank you both. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
You're welcome.
I know we have other callers here, but just as we were talking to you a little bit more, something else came to me, and they're kind of like, you know, you got to really ask her here. Who do you have on the other side? It feels like a female, an older female, and there's a lot of heartache behind this.
It's probably, my grandmother. Or my great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And why do I feel like there was a lot of sadness around the passing of this individual, like more than usual?
Well, she was 90. Maybe you're thinking of somebody else, because I was okay with her passing because, you know, she was so old.
Was there anybody within your family that was not okay with her passing?
My sister took it pretty hard.
Okay. Because she's there and she wants both of you to know that she's there. and she hasn't left.
Okay.
She's been there the whole time. She's at much more peace. Okay. And I feel like it wasn't due to her age.
Yeah, it was pneumonia.
Okay. All right, well, just know that she's there and that she loves the both of you.
Okay.
And she says that she should have had a stronger bond with you.
And it's a woman?
Mm-hmm. And it's an older woman. And I'm getting, like, a really, really sad feeling from it. And it's sort of like a happy sad, because we have, I know it's a mix of the two opposites, but I'm getting a happy sad. Like, she's happy that she's still there watching over, you know, everyone, and particularly you, okay? Because it feels like she's trying to make up for something, like there was a lack of something. And then there was a lot of sadness because she had left before her time. And her time or her passing had nothing to do with the age. It had something to do with physical, and I was seeing it in the throat and the mind and in the like lower chest area.
Yeah. That
was pneumonia.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to have to keep moving. We got 20 callers on the line, and I got 40 minutes. So definitely book a session with him. He's very reasonable price if you want to get more messages, huh?
Okay, y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks.
Too.
Bye-bye. All right, area code 608784. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, guys. My name is Jordana, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hi. And my question is about a guy I met a few weeks ago, and I'm getting some mixed signals. Like one minute it's like he wants something, and then the next we just don't talk. So I'm wondering where that's going.
Okay. May I have his first name only again, please?
Sure. His name is Jake.
Jake? Okay.
Yeah.
How young is Jake, honey? Because I'm getting two different messages. One, I'm getting that, you know, there's some immaturity there. And two, I'm getting another reason as to why he does this act, and that's bipolarism. That's the biggest word that they're showing me right now is bipolarism, and then immaturity right underneath it in smaller letters.
He's older, actually. He's 33.
Okay.
That
doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. So he's 33 years old, physically speaking. What would you say his mentality age would be?
I would say younger. I mean, he looks younger, too. He acts, you know, I'm 23, so I would probably say like 26.
Okay. He's still young. So he acts young. Yeah, that's basically the premise here. Okay. Well, honey, I feel like there is a 35 to 40% chance that it could work out with him. But, honey, I'm going to be very honest with you, as I am with all of my callers. You know, good or bad, I have to tell you whatever I see.
Absolutely.
It's only fair. I don't really feel it working out with him too well, because I feel that he has a long way to go in his development, and even though he may be physically as old as he is, he's still very, you know, very young in mind, and he's still wanting to be out there displaying the field.
And you're and you're 23. Have fun.
Yes.
You still have a lot of growing, so it doesn't matter if he doesn't call you or not. You're a young lady, my friends. You need to just go in life and just enjoy it and go out on many dates until you get ready to that next place. Trust me, enjoy life. I'm 39.
Absolutely.
Have fun. Anybody older than you will tell you that. Have fun. Do not worry about a relationship. It's all about you growing, getting to the best education that you can go and growing spiritually. Mm-hmm. And just learn how to manifest. Just learn how to get to that great place so you can attract great men in your life. You're young, so of course you're going to attract somebody young. Do you expect something serious? Let's just be real.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
And
right,
even though sometimes you may be older in mind than you are in body, you got to enjoy that young age because, honey, it passes you by faster than you know.
Absolutely. No.
All
no,
right. Have fun.
What you said. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got 18 more callers. Area code 347-564. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, this is Allie. I'm calling from New York. Well, my question is, I just wanted to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me within the next couple of months.
What kind of opportunities?
Okay, opportunities financially speaking, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I am seeing something coming up for you. We're looking... Okay, I don't have an exact timeline on this one, but it is falling within the spectrum of what you're asking. I'm getting, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks, you know, somewhere around there. Financially, it's going to be... it's going to be quite a bit better than what you had before. I know what you had before, you were even just struggling, you know. Now, there was a time where you were able to financially feel comfortable and have a nice cushion, and it's been quite a long time since then. With what I see coming up for you, you're going to be able to enjoy that once more. Okay, this is something that you're going to find through a friend or someone that you know already. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank
All right.
you for calling in, and
Thank
you have
you.
A great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Area code 909-223, please state your name, where you're calling from, go right into your question.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Carol. How are you? I'm calling from Colorado, and what I'm calling about is I've been invited to join a group of women, and they may be interested in me presenting my workshop there, and I'm wondering if that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a spiritualist workshop, if I am picking up right. Mm-hmm.
That's right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? I get a great feeling from it. I do see you able to do that. I'm feeling like that's going to come through for you. However, you've been nervous about this one particular lady who's not so trustworthy. She seems to be more of a dominant type.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry. You just need to play a little chummy chum with her, and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So it looks like my workshop will be taking off then.
Oh, yes.
You got to keep visualizing it, too.
Wait a minute. Okay, have you looked into upscale hotels?
No. No, not
I want you looking at upscale hotels because some of those do programs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see you getting into a nice place. Like
Sounds
resorts,
good.
Things like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Area code 949-387. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Lona, and I'm calling from Irvine, California. And I would like to know, what do you see for me for the rest of this year?
And what aspect? Career, finance.
Finances and my love life.
Which one is important?
Finances.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's trying to get money from you right now? Who's hounding you, hun?
I'm not sure.
Because I'm getting two feelings. I'm getting that, okay, there's struggle with money right now. You're going to get financially secure before the end of the year, okay? Now, the next year coming is going to be so much better for you, okay? But you're going to be at least getting to a point where you're able to get more stable by the end of this year, okay? And then I keep getting that there's somebody trying to come after you for money.
Really? Well, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything. I'm just moved, so maybe somebody has tried, and maybe I'll get something in the mail, but I haven't heard anything where anybody's trying to get money from me. I don't have no money to give to nobody.
I know that. Honey, I want you to keep your eyes peeled and just be aware that somebody might try and start trying to take some money from you somehow. And long as you remain vigilant and protective, then they will go away.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank
you. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What's your special tonight? Announce it really quick, Adam.
Okay. Yes, we are running two specials for the evening on our website at housepsychic.com. Our first special is 30 minutes for only $7.99. That is a saving of 38% off. We also have the 10-minute reading special for $3.99 right now. That is a 39% off sale. Once more, that is at HowPsychic.com.
Thank you. All right, we have all ones on this line. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Dee calling from D.C., and I'm calling to find out, my son is reapplying for college. Do you see that I'm working out, him getting accepted and going back? And
there is a slight bit of struggle that's going to come up. However, it will be quickly resolved, and he will get in.
Okay, so you see him going back.
He should also be able to get in on time.
Okay, because he's pushing for spring semester, which is next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ample timing.
I'm sorry?
It should be ample timing to get admitted in college.
Okay. No, well, the reason why I'm asking, because he had some issues with the college before, and he's trying to reapply to get back in. So that's why I wanted to see if there was any struggle with him getting back in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a little bit of struggle, like he just mentioned, but you'll get through it. Don't let it boggle him down. Like, you know, just allow him to remain in faith, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I just don't want to be the overbearing mother, but I will stay on him. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Area code 951-760. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Donna from San Diego. Monday I have an opportunity to live in / job situation. I want to see how that might go.
Okay. What does the job entail?
It's just like doing some housework in exchange for like a little guest house. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that the move-in, all of that will be very possible to happen here. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning, okay? This person is one of those people, they seem, you know, very nice and comfortable and all that on the outside. But once you're in there doing it, they can be a bit pushy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Long as you do this and you stand your ground and you maintain the respect you have for them as well as the respect you have for yourself all at the same time, then you'll do fine. But you need to keep on the alert.
Oh, so you see that going well then, because there's a lot of people that have actually responded.
It can go well, yes. You just have to stand your ground.
And our other person that we actually have on air sometimes, he's back on live, and he also wants you to tell you to be careful of deception. So it doesn't matter what everyone else says. You just have to be very aware on your surroundings. You just have two people just now that just told you to be aware. So it can go very good, but you have to be very self-aware of what's going on.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, Meta. Welcome back.
Hey, Meta.
204-205. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Darlene from Florida. And my question is, Can you just tell me anything about my son? I had had an argument with his girlfriend. I'm just wondering if he's okay.
Emotionally, he is quite a bit wrecked. However, I feel he will be okay, but this is having to be a very big learning experience for him right now.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have any advice for me? I mean, can I?
My advice to you is, you know what, you've said your piece with this all. You've done what you could. Now it's time to back off and let him make his decisions, you know, and let him, you know, learn through those decisions and mistakes and, you know, let him learn from the good that he does and all that. But to be there and to, you know, continue to occasionally insert your opinion when he asks for it or he just comes to you and talks about things. But right now he has to know that he's going to learn one way or another from his mistakes and that you can't be there to pick him up every single time.
And you can't. I mean, I understand you're his mother, but at the end of the day, you cannot enable his path. He has his own path that he has to, that's been decided for him, and he's got his own challenges. All you can do is just send positive energy and light to him, and just whenever he needs help, you're there. Until then, you do not overextend anything because you will wear your own energy out.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and you don't want that because you should be coming first no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I know that's hard to do, but I'm telling you from experience, I'm telling you from a culture that is the most strongest culture out here, especially with family. And the first thing that my parents did, like 3 years ago, is let, you know, one of their sons just go because they had to realize it's not his path. That's not their choice. He has his own path. They gave birth. That's all they can do. But to over worry, to worry about what goes on in his life and situation or whatever goes on, we can't control all that. At the end of the day, we cannot. We sometimes enable our children. You got to let them fall because they have life lessons that they must learn to grow to be stronger individuals within themselves. That's all you can do. And the best thing you can do is just send them light. Just send them positive energy within their way. Then sit back. Go enjoy life. It's all good.
Okay.
All right.
And you'll find sometimes when we push them too hard to do the right thing, they just want to do the wrong thing even more, you know.
And
it's that learning process that they have to go through in their mistakes that makes all the difference in the world.
And you got another advice from another a friend of ours. He's saying his girlfriend is unclear what she wants, and he has to understand that he must follow his own intuitive voice. And so, you know, you got to let them do their thing. You got to let them do their thing at the end of the day, because he's not going to be aware of things that are going on if you're there. He's always going to look at you as that third person, no matter how good of intentions you are. How good of intentions you're putting in. You got to let him see the true colors within all of his family, his future wife, whoever it is, you know. Let him go through that path. He'll do good. Don't worry. You got to trust his decision. You got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right, hon. Namaste.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Meta. Area code 619-366. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hold on, I got to get you on air.
California.
I'm sorry, can you go ahead and repeat that? I just got you on air, hon.
It's Steve in California. Hey, Lolita.
What's up, Steve?
Hey. I'd love to know, how do you feel I'm handling the ascension?
Oh, that's you know what? The ascension and you. Well, that is a funny, fickle thing, because I feel like you're handling it awesomely. I just feel that it's not agreeing with all of us all the time. It's still giving us some bad ascension symptoms here. And one of the things you get is like that just feeling like something's missing, or you get that, you know, turning in the stomach lately. There's all different things going on.
Yeah,
but
no,
I feel you're
that,
doing very well with it.
I've been getting that. Thank you for telling me where that comes from. That people been getting that lately. That's unusual for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Well, It happens.
Thank you. You're doing good, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 484-300. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into the question.
Hi, this is Tonetta giving you a call back. I'm from Philadelphia, PA, and I just wanted to know what changes you see coming up in the next month or two for me.
All right, honey, you're going to have to be a little more specific. Which area do you want me to look into tonight?
My love life, mainly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. There seems to be more communication. We're looking at around... Wow. That's... Okay. Thursday and Friday. I was about to ask them, are you guys telling me the right information? But they're like, no, we're telling you the right stuff. They're telling me Thursday and Friday, okay? Then it looks like, okay, Thursday is the reach-out point. It's going to be normal conversation then. Then Friday, things open up even more emotionally and within communication. So Friday is when communication becomes more specific.
Have you been working on yourself? Because I remember you.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Very
good. Yes, I have. And you know, I had that new guy, Danny. But, you know, I'm keeping him at an arm's length distance. And, you know, if he wants to be with me, he has to do all the work. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
I'm gonna rephrase that. No, it's not he has to do all the work. You got to take a break. I've told you that before. You gotta get spiritual. Don't when you start shutting somebody off and putting rules, you're actually blocking all your blessings of receiving good things to happen. There's no rules to that. It's because you don't trust your own self, and that's why you're putting rules on this guy or whoever it is. When you start to trust your inner self and you grow spiritually, you can actually be more comfortable on whoever comes into your life. And so that means you're not ready yet. You gotta get back into your spiritual growth. You gotta start working on that again. I don't think it's been that long enough. I remember this. It's gonna take some time. You really need to take like 6 months to yourself and not have no relationship. I'm just gonna be blunt, okay? You need to be by yourself. I mean, it doesn't matter about no man or who's coming in at all. You need to do homework on yourself because now you have given rules and to this person that doesn't even deserve that because you haven't gotten to that place. So just continue doing what you're doing. You do your meditation every day. Do your clearings every day and just start to learn about you. Then you can manifest wonderful men in your life and family members in your life, great friends, great animals, and then you won't have to put any rules to anybody because now you don't even know what the yin and yang means. There's a balance. No one has to earn their place with you. That's not right. It's an equal energy here. That's what the yin and yang is all about.
Speaking of equal, you know,
I don't want to
keep
running
after
him. I know
that, sweetie. I know that, okay? But what this is about is, yes, he needs to put in a little bit of effort if it's going to work with him, but so do you. And I know you put in some effort before.
Right.
I know you put in more than he has. But right now, what me and Lolita are trying to do is we're trying to help you release him in order to allow the universe to manifest the right situation. You know, whether that be with him, bringing him closer or not. And you've been doing good at it, but we want to push you a little bit further. We want to see you completely succeed in that aspect of it.
Right,
I have released him.
I don't bother with him or do anything.
I don't think so. You haven't. I'm sorry, you haven't. Because you just set rules out here on radio on live. No, you haven't. When you don't put rules out, then you haven't released him at all because you put rules. You're not living like a spiritual light worker. We're all light workers out here. You got to get back into yourself. It doesn't take 30 days. You got a long way ahead of you. And I'm telling you, if you listen to what we're all saying out here, for the next 90 days, you will feel so much lighter. You focus on the foods that you're putting in your body. You focus on the physical mm-hmm. activity that you're doing every single day. You focus on meditating. Mm-hmm. You focus on doing Reiki healings with somebody. You focus and you learn. You learn. When you're out there, when you get it, you will realize that you're living in spirit. You're living in with source and your angels and your guides. You're not there yet. So it doesn't matter what the man's coming in her career because you're not there yet. That's all I want you to do.
I'm going to be a little bit more specific when it comes to the releasing part. What we mean is not to just release him from the physical aspect of communication, but to release your internal emotional attachment to the situation. Because the moment you release it and you give it to God and put in God's hands to give you a good metaphor on this, that is the moment it all turns around for the better.
And I'm going to leave this on that note, and we're going to continue going. Another intuitive just said, you're not aligned with spirit. You're really talking from the ego. And you got to release it. You got to have a relationship with yourself, and you don't have that yet. So on that note, I want you to work on yourself, and in 90 days, I want you to call back on here. I'm going to write your phone number down, and I want to hear from you in 3 months. And I will hear in your voice, because you do sound a little bit clear, just a tad bit clear, but I want you to sound clear, okay? Can you do that for yourself?
Okay.
All right, hon?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We love you out here. Namaste. Got to go. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 209-410. Please state your name. Where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, how are you? I'm Ruby. I'm from California, and actually, I'm calling in because I have a little situation going on. Me and my ex, we broke up about 3 months ago. His choice, not mine. I am about 3 months pregnant. He hasn't been around in my pregnancy, and about 2 weeks ago, he got back in my life, you know, trying to find out how it was, and he's back out again. Obviously, I'm doing this all on my own, so I was kind of wondering if you see him actually stepping up to the plate and being there.
Well, first of all, hon, he doesn't want to step up to the plate.
Okay.
He's acting back and forth because he doesn't want to have that responsibility. He's scared. He's egotistically driven right now, to be all honest, because in a way, I think he knows that it's his child, but in another way, he's denying that it's his child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's playing these games with you because I think he's trying to figure out whether you're going to decide to have an abortion or not when you find out that he's not going to be there supporting.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, you have this choice what to do, okay? And we're going to leave this on this note, and you cannot expect anyone. So for you to sit there and wonder if he's going to step up to the plate, it's not going to even be healthy if you choose to carry this baby. So I think you need to really sit, you know, by yourself and really decide on what you're going to do. And you can't expect anything from anybody, because when you start doing that in life, you always will fail and you always will be unhappy. So you got to really, really decide on what you want to do and just know that whatever decision that you did is on what you feel good and comfortable with. You can't make anyone do anything. So I think you're going to really have to understand that now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it never works. And honestly,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to say my last piece with this, honey. You can be a very strong person when you need to be. And right now, you need to be. Okay?
Yeah.
And you have a lot of choices, okay? So don't think the world is just going to fall apart. You have choices right now, and I think you really need to step aside and really understand what this whole situation is going to entail and make the good choice, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, hon.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much to both of you.
You're welcome, hon.
No
Bye-bye.
Problem.
Bye.
All right. Area code 563-543, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I have this kid that wants to buy this property from me, but he's put me through a whole bunch of garbage over
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up this last deal with the lawyer, and do you think he's going to take it? Because I said I was going to change it, but I don't want to.
He's yanking your chain?
Yes.
He's trying to see how far you're going to go to please him? And I honestly feel that there is a better buyer out there. I know you don't want to really give up because this is kind of like you just want to be done and over with when it comes to the subject. But there is a better buyer out there. This guy, he's a schmuck, to be all honest.
Yep. Yes, he is. And you have to really understand, in real estate, everyone's going to haggle. I'm Indian. I haggle in every situation. It's not about, you know, you're selling your property. Who is not going to haggle you?
Uh-huh.
Who isn't, right? So at the end of the day, you can stand your ground. He knows he's pushed you and you've given in, so he can tell how far he can push with you. So you just have to just stay grounded. And, you know, it's like in sales, you initiate the conversation and you close the deal, and that's how you have to approach it. So you've already given him that yin and pulling, so he knows that. So just stand your ground. This is what it's going to be. If not, keep him moving. Now, other note is, how bad do you want to give up the property? That's not your choice, you know? So just put that out. Just stay grounded.
Okay, now I have another piece of property that I want to sell. Do you see that going?
Well, only one question per caller today, hon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, hon.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Blessings to my day.
You know, but if she wants to reach out, we have those specials on the website right now, you know.
Yeah. Area code 510, I think 395, please state your name. Is this Lisa? Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, Tasha from California. I want to know any messages from friends that have passed over.
Okay, I didn't quite hear that, hon. You're going to have to speak up a little louder, please.
I want to know, is there any messages from friends that have passed over?
Okay. I feel like there was a more recent passing. How long ago was the passing of the individual you're trying to connect with?
I think 3 or 5 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, because it still seems very recent. Was it a very traumatic passing?
No, not really.
Okay. Then I'm not really connecting very well, and I do apologize for that. But the one spirit that seems to be around you is someone that has recently passed, who is now, you know, just kind of hanging around you. They don't really have any messages.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, area code 315286, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Annette, and I'm calling from New York, and I would like to know where my relationship with Fred is going.
Okay. There actually remains a lot of hope within this one. I do feel like it is going in a good place. There's been some struggles, of course, that's normal in relationships, but I feel sometimes it may seem to be a little bit more abnormal. I am feeling that this person is interested, and they're doing internally what it takes to disconnect with their past. Now it is time for them to apply that externally and physically within their life, which I see them coming to that point by the end of the year.
Okay. Because we've gone through a recent struggle. His former girlfriend caused a lot of problems, and pretty much he shut me right off. And, you know, he tells me he loves me, but he's been gun-shy, and it's really bothered me because it was sudden. I think she's caused a lot of problems. Does he see you?
Yeah. Well, she's caused a lot of problems per se, but internally she's only triggering issues that were already existent within him.
Okay. So he does love me.
I do feel he loves you, but he cannot love you fully because he does not know how to love himself fully yet.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. So my advice to you is, it's okay to leave the doorway cracked, but it's never okay to put yourself on hold for anybody until they're ready to fully commit.
Okay, but you think that by the end of the year he'll come around?
I do.
Okay, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, area code 915261, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Rita, and I live in El Paso, Texas. My question is, I came into a financial dilemma. and I want to know if it's going to be resolved soon.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with the collection agency?
Not at the moment. Just something
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't commit to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I do see the financial situation that you're talking about turning around, but I'm also getting something on the side about a collection agency. Okay.
Yeah.
So it might be related, it might be something separate, but I'm feeling like, you know what, it's going to be okay, you're going to get through this, and don't let anything discourage you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank
you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, area code 917-263, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go. Right into your question.
Good evening. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing well. How can we help you?
I would like to know about my job. Well, I'm volunteering now, but do you see me having full employment
mm-hmm.
with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. You know, the first thing that I'm feeling is that you've had a lot of temporary jobs. Now,
I've had one job for 13 years. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I see, like, these small jobs here and there. Now, I do feel that there's a new opportunity, and I'll tell you about this because I don't have a direct answer, to be all honest. There is a new job opportunity that seems to be very permanent, very financially stable for you. And this one is a little bit more large scale, okay? And this one apparently is coming up sometime at the end of November, very beginning of December. I keep getting the ends of one month and the beginning of the other in readings today, you know. I'm seeing maybe around December 10th, okay, or sometime before that. This apparently is something you're going to stumble upon through the current work that you're already doing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And just know that you got to keep your eyes peeled, but it's there, and you're going to come across it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before I take this chat question and our last caller, just want to let everyone know, please visit www.howpsychic.com. You'll find different packages out there. You will also find Metamorphosis tonight, who has been giving his opinion on different situations for us. His information is also on our website, so definitely take a look at his specials, too, that we're offering for him. I'm going to take this chat question by My Destiny. She wants to know that her husband, Gilberto, is suddenly calling after 2.5 months. What are his intentions?
You know, the one thing I'm feeling about this is that his intentions are not the purest. I feel that he's pretty much on the verge of learning the lesson from the past that he's needed to learn. And psychologically, he's reaching out because he's trying to, you know, basically hold on to that last shred of psychosis that he has from the past. I'm feeling that right now he's also trying to egotistically see if you've moved on with your life.
I was just waiting for her to type back. All right. Good night, Meta. She said, okay, all
night,
I
Meta.
Say. All right. She's typing one more time. Hold on. Sorry, guys, for the delay. So I should stay far away from him? No, I don't think you should stay far away from him. I just think that, you know, this goes again to what I said to this caller earlier. Don't set parameters. I think when we set parameters, we block a lot of things that should be coming our way. I just think that you just need to look within, and I think your answers are there. And no matter how negative that person is, we do have the ability to control it. It has just been 2.5 months. And if he wants to come back, you never know. There might be things that you may need to resolve emotionally or handle something. So it's okay. So don't allow his appearance to come back make you bitter because it may teach you something. Am I correct, Adam?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, my last caller, 203-214. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Ebony. I have a question right now. I'm at a bit of a crossroad with my career, and I have a really great opportunity, and I don't know if it's the best opportunity for me.
At this time, it really is the best, and I feel you need to hop on it before it goes away. Mm-hmm. It can be very good, but remember, it's all in how you deal with it that makes it good or bad, okay? I feel that long as you, well, I wouldn't even say stand your ground in this opinion. What I'd say is, you know, you can put up your perimeters to a degree, you know, set your boundaries, and I feel that you really should take it. Now, it's all about communication. You have to ask about, you know, the different parts of it that you still don't understand. And you need to ask them, you know, well, what about this? What about that? You need to show the interest, and you also need to show that you are willing to take it. You just need to, you know, be very aware of the different aspects of it.
Yeah, I'm just, like, nervous. I'm afraid mm-hmm. to kind of step out on my own. And the other mm-hmm. thing is, where I'm at now, it's not a very lucrative mm-hmm. opportunity. Not that mm-hmm. it's all about money, but...
Well, this is all about a leap of faith. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I don't know these people, and I hate to leave one
situation.
You
know what? God sends us people we don't know every day, and he sends us good
yeah.
people. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you start going into not knowing, it doesn't matter. Your ego just messed with your head. You got to start wondering and not knowing or the fear of getting to know nobody. Just allow everyone to come in your life and just trust. I think you got to go back to trusting yourself. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter if
you
don't
know
the person
what?
Next to you on the airplane.
If you start it well, and it turns out that it's really not for you, you can keep it until you get something better. And
that's
you
right.
know,
here's the thing. Where I'm at now, I'm at a salon is commission. Where I'm going into is a booth rent. They don't want a lot a day. And I can pay them like the $35-40 a day, and everything else over that I get to pocket. The thing is that, one, I'll be subcontracting and doing business under my name, and pretty much I'm not going to be in a situation where a salon is like feeding me guests, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah, well, God
okay.
says he's the one that sent this to you.
Okay.
And you can't fear. You're about to be a business person. I had my drag queen for 8 years. I had no money. So why are you setting that tone already?
I don't know. I'm just so afraid. It's crippling.
Well,
like, I don't know what to do. I'm
you got
to
get over it. If this is what you want, get over
yeah.
it.
Just do
you
it.
You know, I'm going to tell you something very strong right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a leap of faith.
Yeah.
You're going to be successful if you can make the leap of faith.
So what do I go to struggle at the salon I'm at now? They need me because her business isn't that well, but I haven't been there long.
You know what? You need you.
Yeah.
It can't help everybody.
You can't put work and family in front of you because you got to do for yourself first what's right for you, no matter if it's, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, everything. That comes first. Mm-hmm. So you got to really... You got to do what it's right for you within. It's not about anybody else who needs you because you're not putting yourself first as we speak right now. You're not doing that at all.
So just
you better
do
start
it.
Doing that. because if you're a business owner, you've got many roles to play. I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. After 8 years, I'm back in corporate America, and I let them handle their mess. I don't want it.
And you know what? If
go
the salon that you're at now needs you that badly and you want to help them badly enough, you can do this new opportunity and go in there maybe once a month to your old place.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to do that. I used to run a dry cleaner and go run a gym.
It's funny because of conflict of interest and clientele, like, you know, some places, they don't even allow you to do that at the same time. And I wouldn't go in it where I'm at now. I said, listen, she gave me the opportunity to try it out, and I've been there for like 5 weeks. But I'm filling a void because I can do hair and nails and makeup. And so that's what they're primarily using me for. But it's, like I said, it's not a situation where I want to be, you know, because they
you
get
just
like
answered your own half question.
Of what I get.
You answered your own question. All right, we're going to leave you on that note. Get strong.
Thank you.
You're right. Bye-bye. We're going to take this last caller, Adam. It just came on.
Okay.
Erica, 718-531. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from New York. I just have a question. I went out with someone today that's a friend of mine. What are you seeing their interest is just platonic, or is it something else?
They have ulterior motive than just platonic, honey. I think they want something else out of this deal.
Okay. And is that something that increased at the end of the day? You know what I mean? Like, after it was over, they felt that way too? Or what, I guess overall
they felt that
end.
Way the whole time. They're just not putting it out there yet.
Is there a reason why?
I think they might just try and feel it out right now. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
If you trust your intuition, let your intuition guide you. Until then, just, you know, really just have fun. But I'm pretty sure if you're really aware and you know you're within yourself who you are, you'll find those answers. Because at the end of the day, it is his free will, no matter what anyone answers you right now.
Yeah. Oh,
just
I'm
be careful.
Even,
just become very aware.
Yeah, well, I don't feel that way about him. I was just surprised. Like, I was surprised because I started to pick up on something. I'm like, this doesn't feel like you just are my friend and you want to take me to brunch. This feels something, like, feels very different. Because the questions and then something, like, you know what I mean? I was very taken aback, and he wanted to take me to celebrate my accomplishment this week. So he was being very supportive. So, of course, I was going to say yes because it's something positive, and I usually say no. So, you know, so I said, you know what, I'm going to go. There's someone that wants to celebrate with me, and I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I was like, oh, no, what's going on here?
Enjoy the company, and the moment he tries to bring it up into the more intimate type, you know, you let him know right then and there, look, buddy, I'm just not into you.
Oh, so you're picking that up about me.
Well, I just think that you're from up north. I'm assuming you're from New York, you said?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, let your guard down. Let your guard down. Have fun. Be in spirit. It's all good. I'm pretty sure if you trust your intuition, you trust yourself, you'll make those right decisions on. It's all good. Who cares if he takes you out to dinner dates? I go out with dinner dates all the time. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're my friends.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I just don't, there's something that's not like, I just only see friendship.
You control it. Then you dictate it that way. You have a choice to dictate it that way. You set your boundaries. And he can tell just by your tone and who you are as a person during conversations. It's all good. You can give that answer just by your presence, okay?
Okay.
All right, hon.
Well, wow.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too, hon. Thanks. Okay, let's take this one last caller. It looks like someone just hopped on and we're done.
We only have 10 seconds here.
No, it's all right. We're off air. We're off streaming. 714-84.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, my God, Nathaniel. I thought that
was
Nathaniel.
You.
How did your move go? Did you sell the house, right?
Well, what happened is we deleted the buyer, so I have some more free time here.
What?
Wow.
So it was really nice because I've, you know, got ready to move and I got rid of some stuff, but I still need to get rid of more stuff. So
that's good, then.
And my realtor rented me a 10 by 15 place across the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out great.
Not bad.
How long do you think I'll be here now?
Well, I'm kind of confused.
It won't be long at all. Oh, I still know. Okay.
You'll be there long enough to take care of what you need to, but a buyer, appropriate person, will come in very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll give you some advice. The quicker you release all that stuff you have in your home that does not serve you, just know that buyer will come at the right time when you have done everything that you have to do for within yourself for all the items that you have in that place. So why don't we look at it that way? Because I think you have a lot of decluttering to do emotionally and some physical stuff that you need to get rid of. So just go on that and note that the buyer will come when you're ready to go to your next destination. So if you want it quicker, go through that process as quick as you can, sage your home, you know, light a white candle, but go through your process while you still have that home.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye. Night. We're all done. So whoever's all listening, you guys, thank you for stopping by the show. Please visit www.howpsychic.com and check out our great specials, 30 minutes for $7.99. Can't beat that. Or was that for an hour? I think for an hour. And then we have a 30-minute special. But appreciate it. Lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. Namaste to all of you guys.
Namaste, love, light, and good night.